Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 195. This is the Longevity Plan podcast. Our topic is how to avoid the 8 things that wreck your health. No one wants to feel miserable, battle multiple medical problems, and take lots of medicines. Yet that is what most Americans are doing the last 10 years of their lives, according to the World Health Organization. In this podcast, I'm going to teach you how to avoid the 8 things that wreck your health. So, as usual, we cover study, and this is the Things That Wreck Your Health study. Recently, Dr. Christopher Murray from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation led a team of the top 100 scientists to discover what was wrecking the health of Americans. After digging through countless studies evaluating 291 different medical conditions, they then came across or identified those things that were most likely to wreck your health. Dr. Murray and his team's findings were published in an article entitled U.S. Burden of Disease 1990 to 2010. And of course, if you want a link to that, go on to the website. But below, or the things I'm going to talk about next, are the top 8 things that wreck your health and what you can do to reverse these medical conditions. So you ready? Here we go. Number 1, unhealthy diet. 14 quality years lost. Even more so than smoking, the number one thing that will wreck your health is a bad diet. Indeed, an unhealthy diet can literally turn the last 14 years of your life into one big health nightmare. Sadly, most Americans have no idea they're even eating an unhealthy diet. For example, a recent NPR survey reported that 75% of Americans say they're eating healthy. And this is despite the fact that studies show that Americans are eating way too much sugar, way too much processed foods, and far too vegetables. In fact, the American Heart Association, from their data, shows that less than 20% of all Americans even eat the basic recommended amount of fruits and vegetables. So why is it that 75% of Americans still think they're eating healthy when they really don't eat fruits and vegetables? So we'll save that for another podcast. But bottom line is, fortunately, this is something that can be easily reversed. While there's a lot of confusion about what is a healthy diet, eating right is really quite simple. For example, there are 3 things that all experts can agree upon when it comes to what is a healthy diet. And here are the 3 things. Number 1, minimize or avoid sugar. And that also includes other sugars like processed carbohydrates. Basically, a processed carbohydrate turns into sugar as soon as you eat it. So, despite whatever confusion you may believe about what's a healthy diet, nobody's going to tell you that sugar and processed carbohydrates are a good thing. So minimize or avoid sugar, and which includes processed carbohydrates. Number 2, minimize or avoid processed and prepared foods. Likewise, nobody's going to tell you that going out to KFC and McDonald's and Pizza Hut is healthy. And that's something everybody can agree on. Number 3, eat as many vegetables as you can, with a goal of 6 servings daily of vegetables, or 2 per meal. Once again, that's something that nobody's going to tell you that vegetables are bad. So, 3 things: minimize or avoid sugar. Number 2, minimize or avoid processed and prepared foods. Number 3, eat as many vegetables as you possibly can. If you can do these 3 things, then you're 95% of the way to eating healthy. Indeed, most of the patients I see every day in my cardiology clinic have heart conditions, which can be traced back to violating one of these 3 healthy diet principles. So forget all the confusion as just an excuse. If you can just do these 3 things, like I said, you're 95% of the way there. Number 2. So we talked about number 1 thing that'll rob you of quality years was an unhealthy diet. It'll steal 14 years of quality life. Number 2, smoking. 12 quality years lost. And I don't need to go into much of a discussion here. You've heard me talk about smoking over and over and over again. Smoking ages you fast and turns the last 12 years of your life into a living hell. Stay away from it. Number 3, high BMI. 11 quality years lost. A BMI over 25 will rob you of 11 quality years of life. To find out if you're overweight and what your BMI is, I have a link. And this is important because I just saw a study today where most Americans that are overweight have no idea they're overweight. Once again, most Americans with overweight children have no idea their kids are overweight. It's like we've become totally oblivious to it. So check your BMI. This is something I see every day in my clinic. Patients have no idea they're overweight when it's really quite obvious. Check your BMI. And I've got a link on the podcast or on the website. This is number 125. And if your BMI is 25 or higher, you're overweight. If it's 30 or higher, you're obese. And if you are over 25, three things. If you can just nail these three things, losing weight becomes very easy. Number one, eat healthy to control hunger. You can't stop feeling hungry all the time. Hunger is going to happen. But if you want to control your hunger, eat healthy. Sugar and processed carbohydrates like bread, cereals, pasta, bakery items, white rice, etc., just make you more hungry. And if you can minimize or avoid processed and prepared foods, it's also going to help keep hunger away. Lastly, eat as many vegetables as you possibly can with a goal of 6 servings per day or 2 servings per meal. If you can do those three things, avoid sugars in all forms, including processed carbohydrates, minimizing or avoiding processed and prepared foods, that's anything in a box, jar, etc., and eat as many vegetables as you possibly can, that's 2 per meal, that includes 2 servings of vegetables with breakfast, then you're going to keep hunger away. And my mantra is, whenever I'm hungry or feeling like I'm hungry when I really shouldn't be, just eat more vegetables. Number 2, exercise to boost metabolism. Number 3, eat only what your body needs. Besides eating healthy to control your hunger and exercising to boost your metabolism, there are 2 ways to eat only as much as your body needs. The first is to practice mindful eating, and the second is to make yourself accountable for everything you choose to put in your mouth. The goal of mindful eating is to eat based on real hunger cues, not emotions. Some examples to help you to eat more mindfully would be using a smaller plate size, since everybody clears their plate, turning off electronic devices while eating so you can focus on your food, eating slower so that your brain can get the signal that you're full. Eat only when you're sitting at a table so you're not mindlessly eating, walking around the house or at your desk or watching TV. Take a break mid-meal. Eat with your non-dominant hand or eat with chopsticks. Put your fork down between each bite. Try to identify every ingredient in your meal or knowing where everything that you're eating comes from. And these are all ways just to help us to get more in touch, more in tune with our food and what real hunger is. The second strategy is to make yourself accountable to someone or something. This is the strategy that works best for me. With this approach, you record or report back everything you eat. And that really gives me the willpower to resist when coworkers bring in the junk to the hospital, which happens every day in my line of work. Number 4, high blood pressure, 8 quality years lost. High blood pressure wears out your arteries. It wears out your heart. It wears out your brain. In addition, high blood pressure can cause kidney failure and blindness. Sadly, 90% of all Americans will have high blood pressure by age 50. To protect yourself from losing 8 quality years of life, I've got a link to an article I wrote that was blog number 131, 10 ways to lower your blood pressure naturally, or you can listen to the podcast, that's podcast 131. Basically, reversing high blood pressure will probably require weight loss, massive amounts of vegetables, daily exercise, restorative sleep at night, and changing your perception of what is stress. And by following these steps that I've outlined in my blood pressure article, which is blog number 131, or you can listen to the podcast 131, most of my patients can get their blood pressure to the American Heart Association goal of 120 over 80 without medications. Number 5, high blood glucose, 6 quality years lost. A fasting blood glucose above 100 milligrams per deciliter is considered diabetic or pre-diabetic. Unfortunately, nearly half of all Americans have a fasting blood glucose above 100. With a simple blood test, your doctor can immediately tell you if your blood glucose is too high. As with high blood pressure, too much sugar in your blood causes rusting. It causes premature aging of your body. And while this did result in losing 6 good years of health in the study, I would have expected that the effects of diabetes or prediabetes to have been much more serious than what they found in the study. Regardless, getting your blood glucose back into the normal range is easy for most people, and it really comes down to doing 3 things right. Number 1, keep your BMI below 25. If you can keep your BMI below 25, there's a high chance you're going to reverse your diabetes. Number 2, do something physical after eating. Number 3, only eat foods with a glycemic index of 50 or lower. The number one cause of diabetes or prediabetes in the United States is a BMI of over 25. And as I mentioned, most people, if you can get your BMI below 25, the diabetes or the prediabetes is going to completely go away. Next, if you can do something physical after eating, it will drive that excess glucose in your blood into your muscles. In the muscles, glucose can then be stored for future use without damaging your arteries or organs. And to learn more about this technique, I wrote an article, it's blog number 28 or podcast number 28, How to Prevent Weight Gain After Eating a Big Meal. And basically the strategy was drive it into your muscles. Last, the third approach is to only eat foods with a glycemic index of 50 or lower. When it comes to health, staying thin and preventing diabetes, the lower your food on the glycemic index, the better. To see how your favorite foods fall on the glycemic index, I've got a link to Harvard University site where they evaluate all the top foods. And basically, if you don't want to look it up, but you want to keep all your foods below 50 on the glycemic index scale, basically just avoid sugar and avoid processed carbohydrates, and that'll keep you on the right path 99% of the time. Number six, the number six thing that's going to rob quality years. That's not exercising. Six quality years lost. Another surprise from the study was that not exercising only robbed you of six quality years of life. Personally, I would have expected not exercising to be right up there with an unhealthy diet and smoking. As I've discussed in many previous blog articles, podcasts, etc., exercise is paramount to good health. Fortunately, any physical activity is helpful. The key thing is to find activities you enjoy and then do them every day until exercise becomes a drug for you. Basically, when you're addicted to exercise, you know you've arrived. But until exercise becomes a drug for you, you're going to probably need to be accountable to someone or something to make sure that you exercise every day. This accountability could take the form of an exercise partner. It could be playing on a sports team, signing up for a class at the gym and where you don't want to let your classmates down, an app on your phone, or a personal trainer at the gym. Okay, number seven. Number seven thing that will rob you of quality years of life, alcohol, five quality years lost. While the media still promotes alcohol as a health drink, recent studies show the opposite. This is because most alcohol studies were not done correctly. Basically, these flawed studies failed to account for people who don't drink because of either a health or addiction problems. When you account for people who can't drink because of health or addiction issues, then studies show that non-drinkers actually live longer and healthier than moderate drinkers or even light drinkers. And in this study that we're discussing as part of this podcast, alcohol robbed you of five good years of life. This is because alcohol can cause anemia. Alcohol can cause cancer, heart problems, liver problems, dementia, high blood pressure, and depression. Thus, it's no surprise that alcohol kills 1 in 10 Americans, according to the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC. Number eight, last one, high cholesterol, four quality years lost. Just like high blood pressure, having a cholesterol level higher than it should be causes blockages to form. Once blockages develop, it's only a matter of time before a heart attack or a stroke occurs. Sadly, half of all Americans have high cholesterol. Fortunately, lowering cholesterol naturally is something that is easy to do. I personally was able to drop my total cholesterol nearly 100 milligrams per deciliter by following the principles I outlined in two articles that I wrote, 5 ways to lower cholesterol without medications, and then 3 ways to lower cholesterol better than drugs. There are links to all these on the website. Basically, this is blog number 195. You scroll down, you'll find the links. And if you don't have time to read these articles, the bottom line is that minimizing meat and dairy, getting daily exercise, eating lots of vegetables and fiber-rich foods, and avoiding sugar and processed foods should get your cholesterol where it needs to be naturally. Take-home message, the big picture. The key message of this article, of this podcast, is that there are many ways you could wreck your health. Fortunately, for most people, these medical problems can be easily corrected with a healthy dose of lifestyle medicine. So my question is, what are you doing to feel great, avoid medical problems, or having to take medications? I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com, and find podcast number or blog number 195. Scroll to the bottom, leave your questions, leave your comments, and I promise to do my best to answer every question in a timely manner. If you have not yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, now would be a great time. I've got links to it there on the website. Disclaimer, as always, This podcast is intended to give general information and does not provide any medical advice. The general information provided is not intended to diagnose or treat any condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider for any questions or concerns that you may have regarding your health. And with that, thank you for listening. Hope you've had a great week and that you enjoyed this podcast. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.